I wanted to. I have another question for the listeners. Durwood, are you listening to this, Durwood? Big Fatty, would you tell Durwood to text me what kind of truck he has? Because I think he and I might have the same truck. I have the 2018 Ram 3500 with the 6.7 liter diesel. And I think that Durwood has a 3500 as well, but I don't know what engine it he has in it. I'm curious to know if you and I have the same truck, Durwood. You know, I love this truck. I think this truck is amazing.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Durwood, are you listening to Big Fatty, Durwood? I think the Big Fatty is amazing.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3442. Of BFO for Thursday, the 15th of April, 2021, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all gonna tell you all about my day, and we've got another vaccine report. Hello, pocketbooks. Big Betty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, normally today would be income tax day, and Uncle Sam would be reaching into your pocketbook, taking out some of your folding money, or maybe even your charger plate. But y'all, it's been moved. It's been moved to May this year, to help everybody else. But y'all, that's not the reason that you are pocketbooks today, Big Fatty. Then why?
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 15th of April. Y'all, it's a very, very, very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you've heard many, many stories about this person. Many of you have met him at the Pride 48 or at the Metropolis Complex. Y'all, he's here every week for right. At Fatty's, y'all, I am talking about everybody's favorite pocketbook. Y'all, it's Durwood. Big Fatty, we love Durwood. We do indeed. And y'all, I'm just going to tell you, there are good people in this world, and then there's Durwood. And y'all, he's just one of the most generous people. That Big Fatty has every... Big Fatty is also vulgar. Well, he can get a little vulgar, but that's probably why Big Fatty likes him. Big Fatty, I'm quite sure of it. But y'all, if you see Durwood on the 20 or the Facebook, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, you know, he doesn't like the cabs like in a kick. So I hope he gets a big old glass. What am I saying? Glass. I hope he gets a big old straw and a big old bottle of wine. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
have y'all talk to Durwood Tuesday evening. I asked him what he was going to be doing for his birthday. He said nothing. And I said, thank you for calling. Because y'all, we're going to celebrate it on Friday here at the villa. Y'all, we're going to have barbecue and banana pudding. Banana pudding. You know, the Danbury's. Brian in Danbury, he loves to make a banana pudding. And Dingleberry Jr. B, Fanny, I can't remember Dingle. Yo, they're just gonna be Dan. It's gonna. Oh, it's just always gonna be the Danbury's. I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. You're the ones that ruined me. Danbury Jr. loves a banana pudding. Big Fanny, from the looks of him, he putting everything he can eat in his mouth. Well, that's what the Flopfo said anyway. Y'all, after I chatted with you, y'all, I tried that. You know, I got that bag solid. It was the twisted. It was the Asian Caesar solid. And, y'all, it was actually pretty good. It had some little candied pineapple in it and some wontons and black sesame seeds. I don't know what made them black. Big Fatty, it looked like bugs. It did look like bugs. And there was something else too. Oh, and it was a weird kind of season. Oh, it had the Parmesan cheese also, and I put some chicken, rotisserie chicken in with it. Y'all, it was really quite good. It made me a little gassy, but Big Fatty, name one thing that doesn't. I don't have anything to name. But y'all, I did my normal evening, watched the news and the Jeopardy. And y'all, then I turned on the Atlanta Braves again. Y'all, they're just delicious, delicious Menzies. Y'all, if you're 30 years old and playing professional baseball, you might as well be walking around with a walker. You're just the old fart. Y'all, it's just lovely, just lovely. But anyway, y'all, I did remember to take my go-to-bed pills at a proper time. So, y'all, I crawled into the chamber, I don't know, about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. And, y'all, I was out like a light. Yes, Big Betty. And woke up just after 5 a.m. in the morning. Y'all had TT. So I got up and I shook it off. Big Betty, we don't need to hear the details. Y'all, then I crawled back into the bed and I finally got out of the bed about 7:20 a.m. in the morning. Read my newspaper. Y'all, I did not have Brofkas. I had McCoffrey, did my Sudoku, watched Miss Gayle King. But I did not. Oh my God. Y'all, young Nicholas just walked in and it just scared the living shit out of me.
Hi.
Okay. And, anyway. What was I saying? I was going to the vampire. I was going to the vampire on hump day, and so I was fasting. Big Fatty, just remember you can't spell fast without fat. And what was I saying? But I went out for my morning nipple walk, did the big circle. Y'all, the humidity's coming back. It's coming back. And then I got my share and I hopped in old Ruby Red and went to the vampire. Y'all, it was quicker than I expected it to be. Y'all, there wasn't anybody waiting. I was the first. I was the only one in the office. And y'all, by the time they called me to come in to have the blood sucked out of me, y'all, there were four people waiting, so I timed it right. And y'all, after I went to the vampire, y'all, I called the swigging swine. Now, you know, if you've ever come to Charleston and had a meal with Big Fatty, it was probably at the swigging swine. Yes, Big Fatty, Dr. Stone loves it. He does. But y'all, I ordered a dozen of their smoked ribs with the dry rub on them,
and some of their poke rinds, because y'all, those are fairly low fat. Yes, Big Fatty, you need all the help you can get. And y'all, I went in, went by and picked them up and went in to pay for them. Y'all, the wings were half off today. Big Fatty, they only gave you half a dozen? No, the price. Oh, never mind. So y'all, it was a coupon I was not expecting. And y'all, after that, I didn't eat any of it because y'all, I was off to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all had the club sandwich today. It's going to get the Southwest burger. But y'all, I looked at the calorie count, and the Southwest burger was double what the club sandwich was. So I said, I like the club sandwich just fine. So I did that, and then I was off to the Von's East. Yes, we ready. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? No, Big Fatty, you don't have it opened up for us to hear. Let me try that again. Can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it, y'all. As a new. By the way, my yard guy is outside. You can probably hear the lawnmower. Big Fatty, they can't hear shit. Y'all, as a do, went by the Von's East, for some provisions. Y'all, they had the freeze-dried apple chips with the cinnamon on them. They were buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Got a package of the sliced mushrooms. Y'all, they had the, windshield washer fluid, a dollar off. So, I got that. Y'all, there's 99 cents for that gallon. Y'all, I needed some cooktop spray, and y'all, they had it on sale, so I got a couple of things of that. y'all, they had the fig Newtons, except this one was the strawberry Newton. they were buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. It got me a half dozen eggs. Y'all, they had the bird's eye vegetables on sale, so I got the mashed cauliflower, and y'all, they had something I hadn't seen before. It was the cauliflower tater tots, except it doesn't have tater. It's all made out of cauliflower, so I thought I'd give those a try. Y'all, the bag solids were on sale, so I got a couple of those. Y'all, and I got a bag of the radish coins. You know, I like the radish coins. And y'all, I had tried this before. There's some grilled lemon pepper chicken that you can heat up in the air fryer. Those were buy one, get one free. And y'all, they were real good the last time I got them, so I got a couple of those. And y'all, they had something, it was a scrimp burger. And it's made with... Well, the main ingredient is scrimps, and y'all, so I, you know, it's a package of two of them. I thought I'd give it a try. Let's see, what did I do? I spent $44.79, but I saved $32.62. That's big, oh, Big Fatty. No, I got some cheese, too. Yeah, they had wedges of cheese. They will buy one, get one free. I got a couple of those. Y'all, that pretty much, well, I've already fucked it up. Y'all, anyway, Big Fatty, just move forward. You have indeed fucked it up. Like I say, and y'all, then I came back here to the villa, put away my provisions, and y'all, I sat out on the veranda of the villa. Y'all, that Stacy in Hillsborough, y'all, he posted a video over there at the BFO, and y'all, you can take a video tour of the villa if you'd like. It's just lovely, and you know, it's from 6 years ago, and Big Fatty looks a little bit different in the video, but you'll recognize me, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day.
It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. Come on, big fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with your stories of being vaccinated, perhaps your first shot, or maybe you just got your second shot. Let us know how it's going, if maybe you're a little achy or you felt nothing at all. Maybe you're excited about doing some things, going out to eat or going on a special cruise of a lifetime, or maybe even like the BFO, pulling out your Grindr app and turning on, turning up the special Chaya, listening for that bloop, bloop, because now you've got some kind of level of safety. It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. Come on, everybody. Tell us about how it's going with your shots.
Yeah, I guess y'all that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that totally original. No, Big Freddy, what is... Young Nicholas is getting a call. What was I saying? Y'all, Digga, thank you for that totally original, never heard before, bumper. And y'all, I've heard from Kathy Marshall. Kathy Marshall sent me an e-letter and says, J&J, hey, Big Fatty, since you asked, I was unable to get vaccinated at my local Walgreens in the Castro. I hear that Julia Roberts got my appointment. I was so disappointed. Then I tried the Walgreens on the other side of the hill in Noe Valley. The raccoons got my appointment there. Again, disappointing. But they had lots of vaccine at the Oakland Coliseum. It was a drive-through just like the Dairy Queen, but instead of a hamburger and fries, I got a J&J one-and-done shot. And instead of a napkin, I got a Band-Aid that was very difficult to remove. And the vaccine, at the vaccine drive-thru, they tell you to honk if you're big, like a bobo, I don't know, if you're having a bad reaction. Well, I wish they would do that at the Dairy Queen, because sometimes I've had a bad reaction to dairy. I got my Fauci ouchie on April the 2th, so I'm still waiting for it to take. And then I'll be able to hang out at the Walgreens on Castro and 18th and watch for Julia Roberts. Love. Kathy in the San Francisco. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for that update. And y'all, I did get a voice letter from the Laughing Buddha, but y'all don't have time to play it. But y'all, I've got to tell you, I'm worried sick, I tell you. Y'all, I've not heard from that Patty Bacon, and I don't know if if she's gotten her Fauci ouchie. And y'all, I hadn't heard anything from Julie, and I hadn't heard anything from Ian, or just lots of folks. You know, yes, Big Patty, we just hadn't heard from lots of folks. So y'all, get in touch with Big Fatty and let me know about you. Oh dear, let's see if Julia Roberts bumped you from your appointment. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I've got a little coupon to share with you tomorrow, because that's when it starts at the cool. So make sure you have your pencils ready tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Faye driver. Big Fatty, we hadn't heard if he got his Fauci ouchie either. No, we haven't. And Faye driver, you know, it's Durwood's birthday. Is there anything you'd like for him to learn on his birthday?
Durwood, are you listening to Big Fatty Durwood? I think that Big Fatty is amazing.
Oh, yes, amazing if you call Trainwreck amazing.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.